with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take by assumption that you don't hear these things and it's ignored. So let me give you some bit of information about, I think, how I've changed. I did spend the day, it was a warmer day today, so I took the opportunity and took a hike, stopped back at daybreak to visit. There's three gentlemen that I frequently visit, and I got to see all three today, and that was remarkable, you know, because obviously I just show up. And, you know, I feel in a sense, this is for me a bit of following Paul's model in Acts 20:20 of when he went house to house, because I go to these people. I don't expect them to come to me. I go to them. And I invest time in them. I spent about an hour and a half there. One guy, it just doesn't last long. That's the norm. Another one I was a little concerned with, but one guy spent invested a good bit of time in. The problem is these are basically rejected old men, abandoned old men. And since, you know, obviously that's you know, that's what I live. It seems to be the appropriate call for me to love these people. And one guy in particular, I don't sense it with the other two, but one guy, I do wonder. He's clueless, but I do sense that the Lord's grace is there, and he is part of the redeemed. But the other thing I've done is, obviously you knew me as the guy who was trying to defend the life of the unborn. And, you know, it's something that I still cherish. But I've also broadened my appeal. It is remarkable to me. I'm trying to learn how to engage people. And not just the flippant comment, but serious dialogue. And I've gotten into some. A gentleman in England, a gentleman in Australia, several in the U.S. But serious dialogue. I'm dealing with a Mormon gentleman right now. And it started with such a level of he said very belittling things. But then you know, I kept responding to him, hopefully with clarity and with grace, and the conversation has continued, and that delights me. And you know, I'm dealing, and I find it so often that I'm defending the Muslims as human beings created in the image of God and contending that their faith is false. But they're human beings. And oh, do I get flack for that. I'm dealing with one gentleman right now. And see, with my friend Chris, we've been trying to study the scripture, and again, using Paul's example in Acts 17, about going to the marketplace and engaging people. I've been trying to do that a little bit. It's a learning process. I try to pick a few people that I can engage with seriously, and you know, the broadcast stuff, no, it's individuals, and engage in serious one-on-one dialogue. I think that's the model I see in Scripture. It's not the model you see in the PCA, which is very unfortunate. The idea of being able to deal with somebody who disagrees with you respectfully and not give up. No, that's not the model of the PCA. That's very unfortunate. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about me. for those who care. I'd like to know a little bit about you and my kids. Dorothy Jane, I love you.